Massachusetts, Logan Airport now housing migrants amid crisis. By Paul Bois on September 19, 2023. The ongoing migrant crisis in the state of Massachusetts has led to scores of families sleeping on cots in Boston's Logan Airport. Though cots at Logan Airport have typically been employed for people with canceled flights, they have lately been employed to give migrant families a place to sleep as they wait for a chance to enter the state's new housing program. The airport crisis response team has assisted over 1,600 new arrivals since July 11, according to WBUR. We'll have people that haven't eaten in days. And so, we've had troopers or, Logan, employees buy 15 pizzas. Kate Moore, Director of Emergency Services for North Suffolk Community Services, told WBUR. We started getting just planes of people coming from Texas and other border states being flown up to Massachusetts and not knowing what they're supposed to do once they get to the airport, she added. The airport can receive as many as 60 to 70 immigrants on a single night in need of assistance. Moore said that she and her organizations have started to routinely sweep the airport every morning in search of hungry, unhoused migrant families. Many of these families are likely to end up in the state-run family shelter system. A Massachusetts law guarantees many families a right to shelter, and the state-funded system has seen a rapid increase in recent months. Over the past year, its caseload has doubled to a record 6,453 families, as of Friday, noted WBUR. This rapid rise in family homelessness is partly driven by newcomers, many of whom have been on arduous, years-long journeys from Haiti to the U.S., it added. The migrant crisis in the state of Massachusetts has reached emergency levels, with nonprofit organizations being stretched thin. Democrat Governor Maura Healey even activated the National Guard to support the crisis. We're grateful to the brave men and women of the National Guard for stepping up to help us ensure that every family in emergency shelter has their needs met, Healey wrote. The Massachusetts Port Authority, Massport, which oversees Logan Airport, said that they will be continually working with the government to see to it that migrants receive proper housing. Logan is not an appropriate place to house people, the statement said. We continue to work with our partners in state government on other solutions. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.